Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, many a times, we want to be filled with the love of God and we want to operate in love. And that's why we find most of the people are in prayer, praying to God. But that love of God will be perfected in you in direct proportion to the love that you walk with others. Your relationship with others has a direct effect of God's love in you. Because if you see, every instruction that God has given in the Word is connected to people around you. So when you say, I love God, and you fail to love those around you, the love of God is not in you. Praise the Lord. So the more you start loving people, the more you start loving people, the more the love of God will begin to flow into you. If you fail to love somebody, you have put a block and now God's love cannot flow into you. Every time you take a decision to hate somebody, you have opened the door for the devil to destroy your life. And that's why you got to be alert all the time, taking a decision, no matter what happens, I've decided to operate in love. See, if the devil wants to stop you from receiving your blessing, all he has to do is send some person and irritate you. That's enough. The blessing was close at hand, and that hatred or that unforgiveness kept that blessing away from your life. And that's the best tactics that the devil uses in our day-to-day life. You can sit here and have a wonderful teaching of the Word of God. You can pray for a long time, but the moment you go out, there comes the test. And there comes somebody, and you're walking on the road, and somebody comes and rams into you from behind, and then starts scolding you. On top of that, what happens to you? You are angry. You want to give back. Now what happens? The whole night you have gone to sleep with anger. The Bible says, do not be angry. Do not let the sun go down in anger. Do not leave room for the devil. The Bible clearly says, if you are angry and you have gone to sleep with anger, that night there was a visitor in your life. And who is that visitor? The devil. Have you ever slept with anger? That night you had a night vigil with the devil. He kept you busy. And when you got up in the morning, you had migraine. Why? Because he kept you busy thinking, how should I give back? Come on. No matter what happens, no matter what happens, we got to operate in love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the more you are able to love people around, you will experience more and more of God's love operating in you. People will be attracted to the love in you. Because in this world, love is conditional. But God's love is unconditional. Now let me ask you one thing. Why do you think we came all the way from Bombay over here? Come on. Did we come for money? Why should we carry all these equipments, all these things on our back and come over here to become famous? Huh? I leave my factory, leave my family and I come here. Why? Because I have tasted that love. And when you have tasted that love, you cannot keep your mouth shut. Because you want to tell the whole world, listen, I was in a mess, my life was miserable, till one day Jesus walked into my life and gave me His love, and I want to shout and scream and say, hey, come and taste this love. And when you